Hi there, how are you? So I sat in the park for probably about 30 or 40 minutes today, and I was going to try and explain uber plasticity, what it is in my mind, via story. And I had this character called Bob, and he was a gelatinous blob of energy, and Bob kind of absorbed that which he, she, or it bumped into. But it got way too complicated, way too fast. So I'm actually going to switch back to a simpler approach. Maybe I'll draw it in the future. But the question is, what is uber plasticity? Well, to explain that first, we need to understand just a little bit about neuroplasticity. So neuroplasticity is the state or quality of having a brain that adapts to experience and use. So the neurons in our brain, basically they fire together more often. The ones that fire together more often wire together and perform more optimally. Whereas neurons that fire apart, wire apart, and previous connections are pruned in our brains. So the brain network actually reorganizes itself in response to the patterns of use or disuse. So repeated actions or thoughts actually morphs our brains, as does new or novel experiences, and or trauma or tragedy. So the question then is, what shapes these experiences that causes our brains to change? And if one applies this concept on a greater scale to a society where each individual person is essentially a neuron in a giant or in a greater brain, what shapes the individual and societal experience? Well, the simple answer is that our environment does, and everything that comes with it, which includes both you and me, that's what shapes it. So each entity has inputs, processes, and outputs, and each entity is subject to the other entities in its local environment. However, with technology, we've actually altered the physics of some forms of human connectivity via digital time and space. So primarily from a digital context, the physics have shifted for certain types of interactions. So suddenly we can, as a society, we can have many billions of potential connections to other entities and share and access a vast array of inputs. We're still constrained, though, by, I guess, human time spent interacting with each other, with other agents or actors or entities or whatever. And the quality or richness and depth, I guess, of these connections with remote entities, there's a lot of constraints still there. But the term uberplasticity is, I guess, it's just the recognition of the potential ability of a society to remold itself based upon the outputs and the energies of each of its constituents, let's call them neurons, or parts. Again, essentially, you and me. So, what I say, do, think, or feel has profound consequences on those I interact with, and sometimes even with those I don't interact with directly. So be it however many degrees of separation or some form of unknown information transfer to others, each of us plays a role in the cultivation of each other's consciousness. Pretty deep, it's heavy. But it's not really that new. I mean, when a military force talks about winning the hearts and minds of a nation, or an advertising guru speaks of mind share, there's a recognition of an aggregate made up of many minds. But we tend to forget this, and probably more internally, that the role that we play in each other's lives, no matter how small the interaction, is pretty important. I guess what we're slowly learning in the West, albeit Buddhist concepts of interconnectedness and Indra's net have pretty much already nailed it. But what we're learning is that we form part of a wider group consciousness that folds back in upon itself. It can both explore outwards, but also informs itself inwards. And each entity's output is either our own input or another's input. So we literally feed each other's neurons. It's strange. Kind of weird concept, but we feed each other. So what shapes our mind and heart subsequently leads to actions or outputs that become the full or partial inputs to others. So sometimes our own thoughts even become inputs to more of our own thoughts, and our monkey mind just can create realities or create models of things that aren't even there. And when taking a macro view of all of this, it's really hard to figure out or model all the variables. It's a massive, complex system. And we're still learning about our own brains, but one thing is true. We cannot escape or survive without each other and our environment, because we're part of a greater system. We're part of a greater living organism or superorganism. And as we build more connections and, you know, more means of connecting to one another, we logically wire ourselves in an ever more complex mesh, and we actually create the potential for stronger and wider and deeper pathways. And within that, the connections that get used more often seem to strengthen, and the less used ones drop away due to lack of energy, lack of attention, lack of upkeep. We entrain each other. So uberplasticity is just the recognition of an even bigger system, one that is extremely malleable, and one that we all have a profound role in shaping by starting with our own minds, our own hearts, our own connections, and especially those connections with ourselves.